Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You call this the Paracast? Let's have a Jewish accent. No. Seriously speaking, Chris Rutkowski joins us, and he's going to change the subject back to the dreaded word, the dreaded label, MUFON. It's not dreaded. That's the dread pirate Roberts. That's dreaded.
Yeah, the M word. I'm bringing it up because, first of all, I know some MUFONites, field investigators, who are actually really, really on the ball. I had the opportunity to get to know Terry Groff some time ago down in Texas. Really nice guy. He really knows his stuff and doesn't – he calls a spade a spade. Jason Carnahan up in Canada, great guy. Is very – you know, he's definitely a good field investigator, and he is able to explain many, many cases because he's doggedly pursuing it. He doesn't accept things at face value. He tries to get into the nitty-gritty of cases. Good stuff. So there's a lot of people out there like that. And while, you know, I do know the history of MUFON and its limitations and some of the issues surrounding it, I think for the general public looking for a place to report UFOs, the field is pretty limited. I mean, they can certainly go to Peter Davenport's site, but not many people know about Peter Davenport's site. But people have heard of MUFON, and even with the limitations of the CMS, its database, and the reporting system, at least if people will report them to MUFON, will hear about them rather than having them disappear into a black hole. For the most part, there's no question cases are going to be led astray. They may not get investigated as thoroughly, as some would hope. They may be investigated by people who believe that reptilians exist under your chair.
Wait a minute. Wait. Let me look under my chair. I have this black leather ergonomic chair. And it does strange things. And I have to look.
There's strange
reptilian,
things.
Wait a minute, reptilians.
And sometimes they disguise themselves as dust bunnies, so you have to be careful. But
whoa, dust bunnies?
Dust bunnies. You must have lots of those around. Come on. With the lack of cleaning that people are doing during COVID right now, I have to wade through dust in my office just to get to the computer. So, come on.
I'm sorry, you don't live in this household. You do not live in this household, because if you did, you'd walk in and be wiped clean.
Or licked clean by the dog, at least.
No, he's not a super big licker.
Oh, okay.
You know, he doesn't lick a lot. Doesn't snap that much either, but, you know. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention before we forget that listeners in Susanville, Westwood, and Greenville, California can now hear the Paracast on KLZN Radio, 1490 AM. There's still radio out there, and every so often our network GCN tells us yet another station has picked us up. Welcome
that
aboard.
Is absolutely awesome. Hi out there, everybody, if there's anyone listening. Hey.
Hello. Hello, California. Are you baking? As we're certainly baking up here in Canada.
What are you baking, bagels?
Oh, boy. It's a hot one.
It's been hot up here.
It's so hot I saw a fire hydrant chasing a dog. It was really bad. It was really bad.
Hey, we've got a question in the question bank.
Oh.
And for any of our new listeners, by the way, that means that you can go to our community forums and you can log in. And we have a place called the question bank where you can post questions for our guests for that week. And this one is from Sentry. Now, he's a well-known participant in the forums and has been a guest on our show.
The one, the only, Kurt Collins.
That's correct, of Blue Blurry Lines. And he asks, the UAPTF is the Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It sounded like you were asking if you were still there or something.
I couldn't hear you. You dropped out there for a second.
Oh, yeah. You've been dropping out a little bit, too. But I think Gene can clean that up, as long as we're both coming through on his end.
Okay.
So I'll just start the question now. Century asks, the UAP task force is focused on military aviation cases, almost exclusively on U.S. Navy incidents, and that leaves us on our own for civilian sightings over the rest of the planet. What can we do as interested individuals to support further research and see what UFO data is shared with the public? And you were just talking about some of that.
Absolutely, and I think this goes exactly with what we were talking about, that, you know, if the average person wants to get involved, I know that some people are suggesting write your congressman, write your senator, tell them that you want them to pursue the UFO question. Interestingly enough, I was contacted by Canadian government officials over the past month or two, and actually had meetings with some of them to talk about their personal interest in UFOs and brief them on what I thought was going on. That's in Canada. Now, I mean, there's no question that if you want to contact your the American counterparts or wherever else you are around the world, your own politicians, I would say that's something that you can do to support further research. And as far as civilian cases, I suspect that we did have some MUFON bashing here, report UFOs to organizations that are accepting UFO reports, whether it be Peter Davenport's National UFO Reporting Center or MUFON, or by golly, this whole Facebook thing is pretty interesting these days. There are, I don't know how many official UFO groups on Facebook. There are some that are designed specifically for people to report UFOs to and to share your experiences. I can tell you that in Canada, there's one called UFOs Above Canada that was started by Jordan Bonaparte, who's a journalist himself. And he's put in an online reporting form into his forum as well. And so you can report things in there. But people are posting stuff in the Facebook UFO groups. There's a Facebook UFO group almost in every province of Canada. And I know that in the United States there are separate UFO Facebook groups for most states. And it's just a matter of reporting them so that they can be collected. Anything that's reported in Canada in Facebook groups, we're also looking on social media such as Instagram. We've had UFO reports coming in Instagram, on Twitter, LinkedIn, and we even look on YouTube. People will say, I've taken a great video of a UFO. How do I send it to you? It's 50 meg. Well, post it put it into YouTube and mark it private and then send me the private link. That will ensure that I can look at it. And if there's something that needs to be looked at by other people, it can be looked at and it's still your property. It's not going to be sold to NBC or to VOA.
Wait a minute. If there's a good fee.
If there, a good fee indeed. I've had people come to me and say, I've taken the best photo of a UFO ever. It's absolutely clear. You can see detail on the alien's eyebrows and everything. I'm only looking for $1,000. Guess what?
Yeah.
That ain't going to happen. No. That simply ain't going to happen. So there's a number of things that people can do, but it goes back to the basics. Tell somebody about what you saw. If you've seen a UFO, tell somebody. Report it.
Definitely. Dad, don't be afraid to talk to people about it, because once you open up to other people, you'd be surprised how many people will reciprocate back, because not everyone is out there to just make you feel like you're a fool for believing in or having such an experience. Those are a small portion of even the skeptics.
We have a small portion of these announcements to listen to, and then more fun and games with Chris Rutkowski, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy. Mm-hmm. It means you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Fun and games? Nah. We're talking about UFOs. It's not always fun and games. It can be a whole lot more.
Yeah, there's, and you know, we can have fun with the whole topic. There's no question that we can do some fun stuff with it. But it is a serious topic, and that was one of the big points from the task force report, trying to overcome the fact that people are frowned upon, laughed at, etc., for making UFO reports. And the task force hopes that it's going to make enough of a dent that it's going to encourage more reports to come forward.
I wonder, though, if that's not sort of a backhanded kind of approach to them just letting us know that there is still the stigmatization. Because in my experience, really, most people are perfectly fine with the topic. It's almost like, well, if you get out there and say people are going to laugh at you and don't be afraid of being laughed at, it's like telling them you're going to be laughed at. So, you know, it kind of makes me wonder a little bit.
Well, and there's always the other problem. Like, I'll go back to the Facebook UFO groups. You know, people will post their sighting or their photo, and it's a lens flare. Yeah. So they'll say, you know, this is great. You know, I mean, I've been followed. You know, I didn't see it myself, but it obviously, you know, was invisible except to the camera lens, and it did this and did that. And, you know, it's very, very clearly a reflection within the lens. And I'll say that. And I've got nasty messages from people saying, you know, what gives you the right of being such a smart ass and think you know everything and telling me I don't know what I'm talking about and all this sort of stuff. Well, people have this mistaken impression that explaining a UFO experience or sighting is debunking. And that's not debunking. If you want debunking, go to Neil deGrasse Tyson, go to Bill Nye, go to, some of the big debunkers.
Even to be fair, debunking in and of itself, if you can debunk something, is just perfectly fine. I mean, I was looking at Mick West's debunking of the Go Fast video, and he does a really good job. I no longer believe that there's any question that whatever that was, it was because of the parallax effect on the camera. He's convinced me.
Well, there you go. And you know, if you asked Mick why he persists in investigating, why does he continue in the UFO field, it's because he would love it if some evidence was presented with good provenance and good data that, you know, was convincing enough to go to the scientific community with it and say, look, we've got something here that's going on. And that's what the SCU is trying to do as well in the ideal situation. But if you don't have that, you're left with hardly anything. And I have to say, there's no question that the videos I've seen haven't really impressed me, but the observations by the pilots taken by themselves.
Oh, yeah. Fravor?
Very interesting. Yeah.
How are you supposed to debunk that? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what they saw. I don't know how to explain that. But
you're
the
talking
video
about commander of a squadron of jet fighters off an aircraft carrier, not just some average guy who took a picture with a lens flare. This guy is serious stuff. Like, he knows what he's talking about. When you hear people talk about him who are his peers, they say he is like the best of the best. He's not just another pilot. He is like the top of the class, of all of them. And when you see something like that in the daytime with your own eyes going past your aircraft and you go, we don't have anything like that. Nobody does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, exactly.
You know,
and if you go from that witness testimony, that suggests there's something going on. And I think that's the point of the true analysis of the task force. You know, they had these five categories or five explanations, and one was like birds and balloons, and one was atmospheric, and one was China and Russia. What was the fourth one? I can't remember now. But the only one was U.S. technology, and the fifth one was other. Now, yeah, there's all these other explanations that these things could be. And
they've ruled that out, and according to their own report, they say that it's not our technology that they know of. They can't find anything in our own technology to possibly explain it.
You know, but of course we don't have the top secret version of this. This is just classified. This is not classified top secret. So there could be some technology that is classified top secret that would never make it into the report. So that, you know, there is an issue there. But the point is that let's say these things are, for the argument, Russian. If there is a possibility that that this technology exists and it's Russian, then it should be investigated and the task force existence is justified. Let's say that there's something wrong with the technology that we have to detect it. Let's say that the onboard radar, that the FLIR infrared system is malfunctioning. Let's say that you know, there's something wrong with the onboard navigation systems. If that's the case, that should be studied. There should be, you know, there's a good reason to collect the data and look at that. In Canada, I make the point that Transport Canada, which is the equivalent of the FAA, collects UFO reports from pilots all the time, and we get dozens and dozens of them constantly. A classic that occurred in Canada in June involved a Delta Airlines flight that was flying from Anchorage, Alaska to Minneapolis. The pilot was actually flying, because you know, where it's coming from and going to is flying over the middle of northern Saskatchewan, which is hardly anybody is in that particular region. But the pilot's flying through that area, and he reported a light that was above his flight level. He was flying at something like 39,000 feet. And he radioed to air traffic control, you know, I see this light. What is it? Air traffic control said, there's nothing there. We don't have anything on radar. There's no plane near you. So the report actually said, this is in Transport Canada, neither the pilot nor air traffic control could determine what this object was. That is an actual UFO report, a UAP report by an American pilot in Canadian airspace that was registered through Transport Canada. The report exists. We can look at it. We don't know exactly all the details, but we do know this much exists.
And the skeptics would say, oh, it was a reflection off the window.
Of something, yeah.
You know, that's all it is. It's just a window reflection.
Well, and this raises the other question. If that's what it was, and an experienced pilot can't determine that, that raises a concern, because this was a commercial airline flight, and if a commercial airline pilot with passengers on board can't tell the difference between a UFO and a reflection on a window, I'd say that's worth investigating, and there's, again, a reason to gather this data and study the phenomenon, because that is very serious. And in Canada, we do know that there have been a number of, I mean, task force report on UAP said there were 11 near misses between pilots and UFOs. We've had those in Canada. As a matter of fact, there's a classic one on record. Happened to a Porter Airlines flight that was flying between Ottawa and Toronto. Middle of the day, this object appeared right in the middle of a flight path, and the pilot of the airliner had to take evasive maneuvers to get out of the way of this object that was in its path. And when the pilot did so, some of the stewards on board, because they weren't buckled in yet, were dashed to the ceiling.
We can't have this announcement being dashed to the ceiling.
They'd like
to dash us to the ceiling. More to come with Gene Randall. Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
11 men are in custody after an hours-long standoff Saturday morning with Massachusetts State Police. The incident took place after a traffic stop on I-95 in Wakefield, Massachusetts, where a group of armed men exited their vehicles and fled into some nearby woods. Police negotiators were eventually able to end the standoff, with the men surrendering peacefully. They told police they were members of a group that didn't recognize our laws. The 11 faced firearms and other charges. And authorities in Florida say the confirmed death toll in the Surfside condo tower collapse has risen to 24 after two more bodies were pulled from the rubble. 121 residents are still unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said Saturday that search and rescue operations have been temporarily halted while work begins to demolish the part of the structure that has remained standing. Efforts to raise the remaining part of the building have been accelerated with the approach of Tropical Storm Elsa. This is USA Radio News. A social media company is making a big policy change. Mike Fortier reports.
Pinterest announcing this week it will no longer post weight loss ads. The company says it wants Pinterest to be the place where everyone belongs, regardless of body shape or size. Pinterest, the first company to ban all weight loss ads on its platform, they encourage others to do the same. Ads promoting healthy lifestyles and habits or fitness services and products will still be allowed, though, provided they don't focus on weight loss. The National Eating Disorders Association applauds Pinterest, and it says it also hopes this encourages other companies to follow suit. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And Elsa weakened into a tropical storm Saturday as it moved through the Caribbean. The storm has slowed down as it passes between Haiti and Jamaica and is expected to make a turn north on Sunday, eventually moving through central Cuba and towards Florida. Forecasters expect it to move near or over the west coast of the state on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
That's just some ceiling dashing commentary. That's a tongue twister. Say it five times backwards, Chris Rutkowski.
Yeah. So these stewards have to be treated for their injuries. So if injuries are occurring because of UFOs, then there's some concerns for safety to passengers and crew. So in any of these situations, any of these circumstances, whatever is causing these UAPs to be seen, without invoking the possibility of aliens, then the subject should be taken seriously. There shouldn't be any ridicule involved, and it should be studied by science, intelligence community, the military community, and the public should be made aware of it. All of that is, I think, the purpose or the intent behind getting this UAP task force report out. And hopefully, over the next little while, we'll be seeing more information coming from it.
Mm. Well, maybe then what they're doing is they're saying, okay, well, now it's time for everyone to start taking it seriously. And that will further advances towards the real disclosure day, because if everyone does start taking it seriously, then it's just a matter of time before it's okay for them to open up and go, yeah, we've known about them all along.
Yeah, no big deal. We know what that is.
You know, we just didn't want to cause panic or alarm or whatever their reasons happen to be, which who knows exactly. There could be a number of them. And this brings me to, I'm pretty sure that I read in your report somewhere that there's these people out there that are, and I seem to fall into this category, and you called them the UFO zealots.
UFO zealots.
The UFO zealots. And I thought, okay, Chris, I seem to fall into this category. Exactly how did I get to become a UFO zealot now?
Well, I don't know how you got to become a UFO zealot.
Yeah, how did I get to become a UFO zealot? I mean, I always thought I was being pretty rational about the discussion. you know, and yet I'm one of those people who, well, if there is no other reasonable explanation, it seems to me that we've got alien visitation, and I'm willing to go that far. Mm-hmm. Are you sure that makes me a zealot, or are you really referring to the, you know, the ones that are more, the reptilians have taken over government?
Yeah, I think I'm leaning more in the reptilian issue. I know that there's a UFO group in Canada that has experiencer forums and meetings and things like that, and I think their last meeting was talking about reptilians in government and
right. But the thing that makes it worse, aren't those the ones who call those reptilians pedophiles? I want to tell you something really weird. I mean, we've reached this where I went to the local Circle K, a convenience store, like a 7-Eleven and places like that, to get a cup of coffee. And somebody there has this big board, and he's got papers on, and he says, would you like to sign a petition about pedophiles? I said, what? You know, what are you talking about? Turns out he is one of those strange people looking for reptilians in the government.
Boy,
man.
You know, QAnon is certainly, so, you know, it touches on the subject of UFOs and aliens. There's no question of that. You scratch a conspiracy theorist and, you know, there's all sorts of stuff that can spill out sometimes.
That's right. When you scratch them, does it itch?
Exactly.
Okay. Well,
something starts spilling
for a second. So far as I know, and I could be wrong, and if you guys know of any cases, but there have been a lot of UFO reports by children, and I don't know of a single one where any child has been sexually molested by aliens. I don't. I've only heard of adults having these encounters where that's happened, but I have not heard of any cases where kids have. I mean, I've heard of cases where there's star children. Allegedly, they're, you know, the product of some sort of hybridization program, but that's an entirely different thing.
There's one case that comes to mind. This goes back to when I had actually agreed to facilitate an abductee support group. And one woman who had come to me for assistance, and we actually worked with her and a clinical psychologist, because she had a vivid memory of a creature coming into her bedroom and engaging in sexual activity and very traumatic for her. And she was very, very concerned. She had a great deal of anxiety, and I met with her a few times, sometimes in concert with the clinical psychologist, and of course, most of the time the clinical psychologist and her by themselves, because I'm not a clinical psychologist. And there was a breakthrough that happened, and I remember it was one of the times that I was engaged in the conversation. And one of the reasons that she was so anxious is that her young daughter came into the room at the time that one of these creatures was accosting her mother. And this woman was very concerned that something was happening to her daughter as well. And it turned out, eventually, after considerable therapy and sessions, that this woman had a screen memory of a date rape experience that she had herself. And it is this type of experience and this type of discussion that has led me, and it's one of the reasons that I strongly say that I don't think ufologists should be involved in abduction research, working with abductees, because in some cases, and I'm not saying this is, you know, a great percentage or a small percentage or anything, but there have been a number of cases like this that I've been involved with where the abductee or contactee had attempted suicide because the aliens were so powerful of an influence in this person's life, where there had been some sexual involvement. And it turns out that ufologists are not trained in this field.
I completely agree with you, Chris.
We're not
clinicians. I've been in the same boat. I've been at a meeting, and Very nice woman was, you know, said she had had an experience and so on. And I could listen to it, but I just said I'm just not qualified to be able to deal with this in the way that you want. I think, you know, because I just wasn't ready for that. I think probably I could have, but then my mind goes to, well, what if I do just get her to open up and talk about it? What kind of contamination am I opening up from my own perspective there, as much as I might be well intentioned? You know,
right. And at first, do no harm. You know, that comes to mind immediately.
Exactly.
And I saw a Zoom meeting of a group of UFO experiencers led by a prominent UFO expert. And it was very concerning to me because people with various levels of experience were sharing quite openly and supporting one another. And, you know, it really made me concerned that, you know, the people should be speaking with clinicians and therapists rather than in this type of forum. So I have a lot of concern in that. And you know, it's awful in some ways that we got onto this topic by talking about
children. But again, I don't know of any cases that seem more or less credible, and of course there would be people to say, well, none of those cases are credible, so it doesn't really matter. But I still don't, you know, you provided me with one that turned out to be something other than something alien.
And we have something other than what we're talking about to interrupt us, as is our wont on a show like this. But we've got a lot more to come with Gene, Chris, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices start at just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
My name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
I want to let you know that Chris Rutkowski will not be allowed to leave the building with Elvis when the show is over. He will be back on After the Paracast, part of the Paracast Plus subscription service. Check out more at theparacast.plus.
And maybe that's when I'll pose my UFO trivia question.
Oh, yes. Know. You know, there is one in the forum. Check it out at forum.theparacast.com, but it will be discussed on their premium show.
Sorry, you want to wait till apples. The premium show, because I was thinking I would make sure I got it in before this one's over. So you want to hold that one off for the premium show, Gene?
Oh, yeah. This is only for the elite. Come on.
Okay, all right. But let's actually read the question then, just to give people a taste of what it is. Here's a question for UFO trivia buffs. What town in North America got its name because of the UFOs seen there? And if you want that answer, you're going to have to tune in to After the Paracast.
You know, he's starting to sound there like he's trying to imitate the creepy whisper of a certain person in Washington, D.C. in the White House. He does sometimes to emphasize something, but some people think it's a creepy whisper. We do not allow creepy whispers.
Oh, well, thanks, Gene.
On this show. We don't allow it. It's not permitted. But I have to give you some Systane Hydration PF preservative-free dry eye relief with Hydro Boost technology.
Okay. How do we contact their marketing department?
Yeah. That's $12.50, right?
That's right. That's right. I don't know how much time we have left, but
just before you go on with that, since we're all about product placement here, I got to say, you know, we've got, in addition to all the rest, we got a new store with a bunch of T-shirts and pickers and cups and goodies on it that everybody can check out too.
Excellent. Yeah, by all means.
We just got it finally. We got our own store actually working.
Oh.
And it's not easy to do this. People think, well, you just add a few items and you have a store. And we've done this a few times already. We had one place where people would place an order, and the merchandise is great, but sometimes they were a little slow. Sometimes they were a little slow paying us for the merchandise. We went to another place before Randall joined the show, and they went out of business without telling us. So one day I'm checking our links. I want to add more items to the store, and there's no store. But this place, it works.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're doing this through Cafe Press, and we got another one going now in Redbubble, and we're going to get one going at TeePublic. So if you guys ever do order some stuff, you can go to any of those places. So anyway, enough of that.
Well, there is product placement. We have to get product placement because I have to mention.
Yeah.
that a lot of people know me for one particular case, and that's the Falcon Lake case of Canada from 1967. I know I've done a lot more than just that, but that seems to be how people talk to me about. And by golly, just 2 weeks ago, the Falcon Lake UFO encounter was commemorated with its own beer.
Oh, that's cool.
Is that implying that those who were involved in this case were drunk?
I don't know. There's the Farmery Estate Brewing Company of Neepawa, Manitoba, has come out with a light beer called the Falcon Lake Encounter. And, you know, a graphic of the Falcon Lake UFO on the cover and its landing spot. It's sort of part of a series commemorating tourism in the place called the White Shell, which is a provincial park where the where this has occurred. And they're actually coming out with a video series talking about this experience. Maybe your product line should include some UFO beer.
Exactly. That would be awesome, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, there's UFO beers.
Get in touch with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
See if they'd allow us to use their design. For all our listeners, too, of course, many people know you as a writer of UFO books as well. You've got The When They Appear, which is about the Falcon Lake Encounter, The Canadian UFO Report, Unnatural History, I Saw It Too, The Big Book of UFOs, Abductions and Aliens, UFOs Reframing the Debate. I mean, you know, check out your stuff on Amazon or wherever you guys go for buying books, because Chris is, you know, his stuff is really good.
And coming soon.
Coming soon, soon, soon.
A new book called Canada's UFOs Declassified.
Say that again. I stepped over you.
Okay, yeah. And coming soon, a new book, the title of which is Canada's UFOs Declassified, from August Knight and White Crow Press. It's supposed to be out end of July, beginning of August. And it's all about actual UFO reports investigated by the Royal Canadian Air Force and the RCMP in the files of the Canadian government. And I've gone through the various case reports and pulled out some of the more interesting cases and went into them in some detail. And some are pretty darned interesting. That's all I'm going to tell you at this point.
Oh, you got to give us a teaser. Give us one of them, at least for the main show.
Well, he's only got a couple of minutes. It's got to be fast. Why don't you speak
fast? Got to be fast? Okay. How about an RCMP officer who had a UFO swoop down over his car and reported it officially to the RCMP, and it was investigated in some detail, interrogated, and so forth? How about a railway train in Nova Scotia that caboose people or whatever they are?
Brakeman, probably. I love train stories.
Brakeman. A UFO came down over the train as he was watching it, and he felt sort of a prickling sensation on his body. He went to the doctor and was examined by doctors because of some residual effects of the UFO that swooped down over the train. So just
what kind of residual effects? Give us a hint.
Well, he had he was burned. The hair fell out, and he actually had thought himself that he was exposed to radiation.
Cash Landrum revisited.
Yeah, and these are documented by the National Research Council, by the RCMP, and the Royal Canadian Air Force. You know, these are not just National Enquirer types of stories. These are government documents detailing these things.
Well, you know, of course, we don't want to attack the National Enquirer. They actually used to publish some pretty authentic UFO cases.
Oh, yeah, and Bob Pratt, you know, for example, as much as people might look down on National Enquirer, Bob Pratt was a pretty good investigator. You know, I had the chance to meet him just once, but he did, you know, he was really dogged in his pursuit of trying to understand what people had seen.
So you never know. Of course, it's been involved in all the politics now in this country, the National Enquirer. So we really don't want to get into that, because that will weigh, it's just going to get us into another radio show.
Exactly.
And then this one's hard enough to do. Chris, this will be returning on after the PowerCast, but for now he's going to tell us. Those curious about where you find Chris Rutkowski stuff, tell us, where do they go? Well, let me give you a creepy whisper. Where do they go?
Oh,
isn't that good?
Whisper. Well, you could look. You could find me on most social media, Facebook. I'm an admin for the UFO updates, the original UFO updates from Errol Bruce Knapp's classic. I'm in there now on Instagram, on Twitter, Ufology Research. My books are on Amazon, and I have my blog, which is uforum.blogspot.com, in the Canadian UFO Survey, survey.canadianuforeport.com. I'm all over the darn place.
You can find us on Twitter. Look for the PowerCast on Twitter and Facebook. Look for our brand new, spanking new. In fact, if you don't go there, we'll spank you. Seriously. Our brand spanking new store at theparacast.shop. We've got several different logos there. It's not just the PowerCast logo and Red Pill Junkies logo, the cartoon character that looks vaguely like me, and all that good stuff. Randall did some great artwork. We're opening up the store for other artwork, and you can have T-shirts made of that and caps and all sorts of good things. Go to theparacast.shop, and the orders will be filled promptly. Everything is great. Also, check out theparacast.plus. Theparacast.plus. Learn about our premium version of the show, free of the network ads, and the After the Paracast podcast, where people like Chris Rutkowski hang out and they tell us all about what town was named after a UFO and other good stuff. For more information and to take advantage of special deals for 5-year and lifetime subscription special deals, go to theparacast.plus. Chris Rutkowski, thank you for joining us this week.
Thank you.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.